How can I help you?
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to get some help in my home.
Sure. Do you have, okay, so let me just secure. Do you have a family member that you want that should work for them, or you want we should provide you with someone to help you?
I don't have anybody in mind. I just need somebody to clean and cook and maybe
mm-hmm.
take me for
yeah.
errands once in a while.
That's what we do, actually. Okay, just hold on a moment.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, do you have Medicaid?
I have both Medicaid and Medicare.
Both? Okay. Okay, just let me get a few details and I'll see how your Medicaid status is.
Yeah.
Okay, do you know your Medicaid ID number?
Just a minute, I'm finding it now.
Or I can go or check it out by your first and last name and your date of birth.
Jack Bray, B-R-A-Y, 11054.
1954. Mm-hmm. And what is the first name again? Spell it, please.
Jack.
Jack?
Jack Bray, B-R-A-Y, Jr.
B-R-A-I-N, you said?
B-R-A-Y, Jr.
Bray, okay. Okay, let me see if I can get it here. Just hold on, let me see. Okay, so do you live on 18936 Kendall Lane?
Yeah, 18936 Kendall Lane, Neosho, Missouri.
Okay, I got your information here. Okay, your Medicaid sounds perfect. So let me just take your information, and then I will send in a referral. Just hold on, let me see.
Okay.
Okay, can I, let me just see here. So your name, you said, is Jack Bray. Just hold on a moment. Let me just get your... The point of contact will be your number, right?
Yes.
Okay, and your number is 417-378-1686?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in apartment B, too.
Okay, just hold on. Yeah, I'm going to write that in. My system is just working slow.
Wait. There you go, baby.
Okay, so the address I have here.
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on. And what city is it?
Neosho, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just hold on, why? Somehow I don't get it here. So it's 18936. Okay, just so you know your DCN number, because actually I have it, or you're gonna need to have it for the state call. Where the next step is, we're gonna do a state call. We're gonna connect you to the state, and they will ask you a few questions, and they might ask. So I actually have it here in the system from the Medicaid, but if you don't have it, then I can text it to you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
If you don't have it, I can text it to you.
Yeah, would you do that, please?
Yes, I will.
And who is this?
I'm Javi.
No, I mean, who am I going to be calling?
So, no, I'm going to connect you to the state. The state will ask you a few questions, and then they will schedule an assessment to come down to your house and see how many hours you're approved for.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Could just hold on. Let me just see. Still need a few details here. Okay, can I get your social security number, please?
Yeah, just a second. Four, nine, five, five, six, two, three, six, five.
So that was 495-56-2365?
3265.
3265, okay. Okay, just hold on. My system is a little slow here. Okay, just let me see here. Okay, just hold on. Okay, let me just see here. And what county do you live in?
Apartment B.
What county is it? Your...
Oh, Newton. Newton County.
Newton?
Newton, yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so let me just see. Is it the first time you try to apply for home care?
Yes.
Okay.
I tried to do it on my own, but I'm just getting too old and clumsy.
So you never had hours, like you never had someone's come down to your house and assess you?
No.
Okay. 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 Okay, so what I will do now is I will connect you to the state and they will ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
And it might take a few minutes until you get connected, so please don't hang up because it might take a few minutes. So I'm going to text you a few details that you might need to know. So I'm going to text you your DCN number. DCN number is the Medicaid ID.
Okay. Thank
I'm
going to
text you the name of our agency is Deluxe Home Care, and I'm going to text you the name and the phone number. They're going to ask you with what agency you want to work with, right? So you're going to say Deluxe Home Care. Okay, just hold on. Okay, I'm going to write a phone number here for you from our agency. Okay, and your DCN number is, let me just write it down for you. Okay, so just hold on. Could you tell me if you got the text, please?
Okay, hang on.
You get it?
Can't find it. Oh, wait a minute. Is this Deluxe Home Care?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I got it. 501-2520.
Mm-hmm.
16-15-59-48.
Yeah, that's your Medicaid ID. Okay, so
okay.
I will connect you right now to the state, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Sure, okay.
Important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily.
Thank you for calling. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself.
All right. Thank you. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Jack Bray, Jr.
Thank you. And for security purposes, can you go ahead and provide me with your date of birth?
1-10-54.
Thank you. Are you calling to see if you can get some in-home assistance today to have someone come in the home and help you with services?
Yes, please. I just can't do it no more. If I try to pick something off the floor, I pass out. And I need somebody to maybe shop for me once in a while.
Okay,
take me to doctor's appointments.
So we don't do the medical department. There is a department that does that. You just call the number on the back of your MoHealthNet card, and they can let you know the services that can come and pick up for medical. But definitely we could do it for errands and grocery shopping and stuff like that if you're approved.
Okay,
so let me go ahead and pull up. Yeah, let me go ahead and pull up your information real quick. What's a good callback number in case we get disconnected, Jack?
417-378-1686.
All right. What's the best time of day to call you at that number?
Anywhere from 10 to 1.
All right. Thank you. One moment. Ten to one. All right. And are you married, widowed, divorced, separated, never married?
Divorced.
Okay. Do you have any roommates with you, anybody who's living with you at this time?
No, I'm all by myself.
Okay. Thank you. Did you want to put a secondary phone number or just the one number?
I've only got the one number.
Okay. Sometimes people have a backup number, so I just want to make sure we had that. Can you go ahead and provide me with your current address, please?
It's 18936 Kendall Lane, Neosho, Missouri, Apartment B.
All right. And what county is that considered?
Newton.
All right. Do you have any issues with legally blind or hearing impaired?
No.
Do you have any issues with reading, writing, or speaking?
No.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and go over safety concerns for when the assessor comes out to the home. We like to kind of give them a heads up. Is there any neighborhood animals that's going to run out and greet them at their vehicle when they pull up outside?
Maybe a cat or two.
Oh, okay. And when they walk up to the front door, is there anything that's going to catch them off guard as a tripping hazard, like a loose brick or block that would trip them up?
The steps are a little wobbly, but they're not going to go nowhere.
Okay. Thank you.
And I do have a dog, but she's a good girl. She doesn't bite or nothing. She's actually the only thing keeping me alive.
So I would actually ask you about that. So thank you for asking. I mean, for answering that. Is it a dangerous neighborhood or any illegal drug activity in the area that you know of?
No, the whole trailer park's family. So.
Okay, great. Is there any weapons in the home, like self-defense or hunting guns?
I do have them, but I don't know where they are.
Okay.
My son may have took them. I don't know.
All right.
there's no danger to anybody coming over.
Right. That's good. And any contagious infectious diseases or bed bugs, cockroaches, or mice?
No.
Okay. Any history of violent behavior?
No.
All right. Thank you. Are you currently at home or in the hospital?
Home right now. I'm trying to get my pulmonary function test finished up front and get the implants in my lung, but
okay,
they're not responding on that, so
okay. All right, so thank you for answering those questions for me. I do appreciate that. One moment, and we'll go ahead and move forward with this information. All right. I'm going to go ahead and explain the purpose of home and community base. We explain it on every recorded call. Our program is designed to enable qualified individuals to remain independent in your preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services, and this means that your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility and be considered for home and community-based services. You must allow an assessor inside the home to conduct that in-home in-depth assessment. It is that assessment that would determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions regarding this information I just explained?
I don't really need any nursing. I just need help with cleaning.
Okay. So, yeah. So basically what it is we're just saying that you do have to meet a certain standard of not being yourself so that and the only way to determine that is to have someone come out to the home and go over that with you and have that in-home assessment. So it's just kind of like we want to keep you home and not in a nursing home, but we want to keep you safe and in a clean environment. So we're just looking out for you on that. And let me go ahead. What medical condition makes it hard for you to take care of yourself? Did you say you're dizzy? Is that what that was?
That and my lungs are real bad. I get COPD bad.
All right. Are you on oxygen?
Yes. Not all the time, but when I need it.
All right. And any other main medical conditions?
I do have a heart problem, but it's pretty much under control. As long as I take my medication, I'm good there. So quit.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, definitely. All right. And you did say that you were home and not in the hospital. Are you able to make your own legal decisions or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And have you or any of your immediate family served in the armed forces and you're looking for Missouri resources for them?
No, my dad was in the service, but he died several years ago.
All right. And are you looking for agency model or consumer directed? And the difference between that is you just want to pick an agency and have them worry about the person who's out, or do you have a friend or a family member you want to get set up to get paid to come in and help you?
I don't have anybody. I'm all alone.
Okay.
I don't even have anything.
And are you interested? Okay. If you want, there is also the possibility of adult-based center to go to where they can come and pick you up and you can spend the day with other people, lunch, snacks, and stuff like that. Are you interested in an adult-day center at all?
I might be.
Okay, I'll go ahead and leave that along with agency model. You'll hear that a lot because that just means that you don't have a friend or a family member and your insurance does allow that. And are you looking for someone to be there for like when you take your showers, personal care,
yeah,
that's like hair and getting dressed and stuff? Okay. Are
no,
you interested in having them do some house cleaning?
Yes.
Okay.
That
and then what about preparing and cooking? That's the very next thing, and cleaning after that. What about having them go get your groceries or go grocery shopping or run errands to the post office? We don't do medical appointments, but they can
yeah,
do the
that
essential
would be nice.
Errands.
That would be
okay.
nice.
And are you interested in having them do the medication management that's like reminders, helping you with the pill boxes and filling them out, anything like that?
Yeah.
Are you interested in that
yeah.
at all?
No, I'm good there.
Okay. And what about essential correspondence, helping you with your mail, what to do with it, how to take action? Are you interested in that at all?
No, I'm good on that.
All right. Now,
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Thank you. Okay. You do need to pick out your own provider because we have to be non-partial. I do have a website you can go to, or you can discuss that when the assessor comes out. Which do you want to? It kind of makes it go faster if you've kind of reviewed them and picked out one because that
Did you love the home care?
All right. Thank you. One moment. Do you happen to have a phone number for them?
Just a second.
All right.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
314-501-2520.
Okay, so I think you cut out. I missed the area code.
314-501-2520.
Thank you so much for that. I did. I appreciate that. All right. I do have everything that I need, and I have submitted that referral for that initial assessment. We do need to let you know that due to the exceptionally high number of referrals, there may be a delay in processing the referral at this time. An assessor will contact you within approximately 15 business days, not including weekends or holidays. We do want to thank you for your patience as we are diligently working to process all the referrals as soon as possible. And I do need to transfer you over to a pre-recorded line. It'll just go over what next to expect in our process. But before I transfer you over there, Jack, do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, I'm pretty good there, I think.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you. We look forward to helping you in the future. And one moment while I get you over that line, it will disconnect when it's automatically done at the end of the message, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next step. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A Home and Community-Based Services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.